Hi, Brad.
Hey, Ryan, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you today?
If I was any better? No. You don't like that. No, wait a minute. In my most sonorous tones, I am. And you?
Yeah, I am too. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I'm laughing and you're laughing because we get, of course, we're podcasting on something that's a week old or 5 days old or something, and you've already moved on in the series of integration of the mind. And in one of the upcoming articles, you actually discuss your repetitive nature when asked questions like, how are you, and how you've got habits and so on and so forth. But those are interesting talks for future podcasts, I'm sure. What I'm calling you today about is article Integration of the Mind, Part 7, where you ask the question, who's in charge here? And talk about managing the process. And I have to say that managing the process for me, reading this article, was interesting because you go through you make the point at the beginning, and then you tell a few stories like you usually do, and then at the very end, you wrap it up with the conclusion. And I got to tell you, I must be the most impatient person on the planet because I'm always interested in the conclusion, and I try to want to just fluff over all the stuff in the middle, not recognizing that it's just as important as the rest of it, especially in this article. And why I say that in this article, you really tie things together in two ways. And one, you talk about a tripartite mind and a triune mind. And I was wondering maybe if you could expand a little bit on the differences there, because I think that it's an important part of the dialogue that's not highlighted as well as it could be, so that people would understand better.
Well, let's see, I think by definition, triune means one made up of three, whereas tripartite means three separate. And so, in other words, they're separated parts. They're you can call them one, but they're three separate individualized parts. Now, that's my definition of the term, which means nothing in the larger scheme of things.
But the words...
Does that explain it?
Well, that's the technical explanation, but the words mean something specific to you. And in regards to tripartite, you have a little bit of a dialogue in it, whereas tripartite suggests that there might be some form of argument among the parts, and triune suggests that there might be some form of unified process of the parts. And I kind of get the impression that you're implying, and I'm not 100% sure, that that the triune aspect is far more helpful to the subject of the whole article, which is who's in charge. And whereas a lot of people might go, well, the subconscious mind is in charge, or the conscious mind is in charge, or each particular player has its own part, based on Freudian culture that we've developed in our society today, suggesting that, a man who follows his passion is ruled by his subconscious mind, or a scholar or a great thinker might say, people might say, he's ruled by his conscious mind and his ability to grasp. But those things aren't really true, are they?
Well, I think you've just raised more questions. my favorite rabbit hole to run down when I'm caught without any answers. Excuse me, just a second. Sorry, I had to clear my throat. But the rabbit hole I generally escape to is I don't know squat. And therefore, why are you asking me anything anyway?
Well, I believe that part of the article is to the purpose of part of the article is to get people to realize that those all those parts work together rather than apart.
Well, and it,
And it's a sub. It's a something we we've.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, we've discussed it a couple of times before, and that, and you've mentioned it in other articles where you go, well, the subconscious mind is not our enemy. It doesn't work against us. It's doing exactly what it's supposed to be doing, and it's our friend.
Yeah, that's certainly an interesting point of view. And I think I'm going to stay in the rabbit hole. What do I know? What difference does it make? It doesn't matter. It's only an interesting point of view.
Okay. Well, to me, it leads to one of the most important conclusions that you made in the article, or one of the most important things in the whole article for me, to the point where I highlighted it not once but twice, and that is when you're looking to access truth or healing or whatever it is you're looking for, there are two factors to that. And one, believe an answer will come. And two, ask the right question. And I don't know how that can happen without the triune aspect. In other words, if there's a war going on inside of my mind between the subconscious and conscious mind, which would be the tripartite, each one acting separately, then I'm not going to, probably not going to believe an answer will come, because I'm going to look to rational thought or allow rational thought to dominate, and I won't ask the right question because I won't use the intuitive type, part of my mind. So to me, that distinction of triune and tripartite isn't an important element of your article.
Huh. Interesting point of view.
I don't think you read this article. I think you just wrote it.
I think you're probably correct.
Oh my gosh. I'm talking to a guy who didn't read his own writing. Hey, that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, you know, my contraire, as with some French, sometimes I read over and over and over and over what I've written and find, I really like that guy. He really knows his stuff, you know. My mind is all over the place because who is in charge here? We mustn't. Where I was going, I believe, with that is, yes, there are three parts to the personal mind, but we have I laid it out in our earlier article. I said there was a personal subconscious and a universal subconscious, and neither of which to me is God, by whatever other name or title you want to put to that, but it's universal. You and I are tied together. All of us on this planet are tied together by a universal subconscious. Now, that's a point of view. And it may only be a point of view to some of us. You know, it's not, quote, universal truth. So the point I think I was making with that distinction, who's in charge, is I say there is a source of everything. There's a creative source. And whether it's an it or whether it's a she or whether it's a he is immaterial to me. There is a source that's beyond the universal and the personal subconscious. And if you've noticed, and I wouldn't know how you say unity with four, you know, four un. But I think what I'm saying is in order to get into the healing zone that I talk about are into the zone of spirit that I'm talking about related to being in charge, where there's who's in charge, where you get the kinds of results I want to see, is that it's got to be the source is in charge. And so how do we do that? Well, we, according to some, we get into the right vibrations or the right frequencies, or we hear directly from the source, or whatever the point is, it's beyond me. It's beyond my personal subconscious or superconscious or conscious or whatever. It's from beyond. Now, that's me, because that's the only way I know how to operate. Now, I love to point to guys like, what's his name, Michael Jordan, the famous basketball player, who would get into a zone that, he did things that you couldn't even begin to describe, let alone define, to make shots from the craziest places. And he would admit that he was in a zone. Well, some would prefer to call that subconscious. Some would prefer to call it superconscious, but not being referring to being outside of himself. And I agree with that, even though it's just a point of view. I happen to agree with that. I don't think the source of everything, and this is just a point of view, but I don't believe that the source of everything gives one hoot about the score of a basketball game. And so when you're starting to talk about individual talents, it, to me, it becomes rather difficult to, to unify the two different points of view. Although I would, and this is a conclusion I have come to, and which doesn't make it true, but the conclusion I have come to is, for me, and I'm very comfortable with this, to, I have a long series of people who have come to me with all sorts of incurable diseases who no longer have them. And I refuse to claim that I healed them. I say, that they got into the place where they could receive healing from the source. That's how I have to describe it to keep my ego out of it. In fact, I'm writing another article right now about that very thing, and that I tell a story that you've heard before and you've had verified that is true.
Well, let's not give it all away. Let's stay on this one. Let's save tomorrow for tomorrow.
Yeah, but you got me.
No, the conclusion that you drew was, I'm bringing you back, the conclusion that you drew
is that the source that I depend upon for healing is outside of my own talent, ability, or whatever. And however, I will acknowledge that I have the talent of being able to facilitate that process for people at times. But I still say the power is outside myself.
That's interesting you use the word talent. Would you say it's a talent in the form of, how some people have particular musical talents or some people have particular mathematical talents? Or would you say that it's something that at a reasonable time, point in your life, you found a little bit of success at it and enjoyed it and practiced it? Is it something you practice, or is it something that you're innately given? Because talent might suggest that innate gift. Would you disagree with that, or?
Nope. I just don't know.
You don't know. Okay. Nobody's going to question whether or not Bill Gates or Steve Jobs are good with computers. And how they arrived at that? Well, they may question how they arrived at it. They may say, well, oh, they were just born with that gift. And others may say, well, no. And I've read a book that suggests, or at least documents, some form of evidence that both Bill Gates and Steve Jobs spent hundreds and thousands of hours sitting in front of a computer learning how they worked before they became who they were. And so...
Well, and you could say the same thing about me. I spent hours upon hours upon hours in the study of the words of Jesus. And I'm not using that term in any religious sense whatsoever, as you know.
Yeah.
But his words had a phenomenal impact on me. I happened at the time to be of a religious persuasion, but that's neither here nor there. It was the minute study of his words and going to the original language as it was portrayed at the time. And there's all kinds of different opinions related to that, so which we won't get into. But the issue is that's how I had the breakthrough into the healing zone, and to how one part of what he said related to healing. So how can you separate yourself from that preparation? I don't think you can.
I don't think you can either, which is exactly why I brought it up. And I think that a lot of people just assume that, or the people that want to go, well, you healed me. They want to do that. They want to have the healing without the preparation, which from my experience just doesn't happen.
Well, wait, but now hold on. I just want to take, not. I think that's a valid point you're making, so I'm not arguing the point.
Yeah.
But where I'm going to make the distinction is your use of the term, people want the healing and don't want to take the preparation. That doesn't take any preparation for somebody to come to me and say, I need healing, you know, and for me to ask and say, yikes, what's going on here, and to get the answer to what's going on and point blank tell them what's going on. Now, their only choice is whether they receive what I'm getting as the truth and can also receive healing from the source at the time, or not. And that's the only preparation involved related to that particular issue. And that's why I wanted to bring that up. Does that make any sense? Or
it does. It definitely makes sense. Yeah.
Well, Brad, we're just about at the limit of our time allotment to be able to post this. So.
Well, then Ryan, I would suggest to you that we say goodbye.
Good. Okay. Goodbye, Brad. Thanks so much for your time
today. Love you. Thank you. Thanks for the call. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.